Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 336, The Key to Confidence by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hello, happy Monday and happy day before Halloween. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and more. This is just like an audiobook, but it's like we read from a bunch of different authors. Then on Fridays, I answer your questions right here on the show. Now, last week was an exception, but I'll be back at it this week, I promise. Now, before we get to today's post and our inspirational quote, in just 2 days, we'll be doing another book raffle. Now, remember, we give away a book to a random person on our mailing list on the first of every month. So if you want to be in that drawing, come by oldpodcast.com and join the weekly newsletter. But again, make sure you do that before Wednesday to be in the raffle. I'll give you another quick reminder at the end of the show. Before I get to today's post, let's start this week off with an inspirational quote. Never underestimate the power of dreams and the influence of the human spirit. We are all the same in this notion. The potential for greatness lives within each of us. Wilma Rudolph. And with that, let's jump right into today's post now and start optimizing your life. The Key to Confidence by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. Throughout my blog's history, I have emphasized the significance of intangible qualities that come from within. For example, many years ago, I stressed the importance of passion in regards to training. In other entries, I've highlighted attributes such as patience, consistency, and desire. All athletes can benefit from these freely available intangibles. Unfortunately, many continue to overlook their relevance. One reason for this neglect is likely the lack of attention that the fitness industry directs towards them. It is much easier to market a product than it is to sell someone on the significance of patience. The latter may be less expensive, but it is more difficult to find. Intangibles cannot be purchased online. You can't open them for Christmas. And you can look high and low, but you'll never find a coupon code. You either develop these attributes within, or you don't. Yet, while it is up to the individual to become more passionate, patient, and consistent, there is at least one intangible that remains elusive: confidence. You'll be hard-pressed to find any experienced athlete or coach who dismisses the significance of confidence. Confident athletes tend to be more successful. There is no denying this simple fact. The confusion, therefore, is not whether or not confidence is important, but rather, how does an athlete go about developing it? What steps can an athlete take to become more confident? Part of that question can be answered by the legendary Bernard Hopkins. Here is one of my favorite all-time quotes, which came from Bernard many years ago while preparing for a bout. Quote, "I'm always going to come into the fight overconfident, and I have a reason to. I always come in overconfident because I train so hard that I leave no room for doubt in my mind. I never go in there to lose. The word is not even in my dictionary. I train confident, and I trained to think overconfidently. If I didn't, I'd be a fool." End quote. Hopkins emphasizes the significance of outworking everyone. If you refuse to let anyone work as hard as you, there's a good chance that you will gain confidence. And even if someone does outwork you, as long as you don't believe it, you will still be more confident than before. There is more to confidence than working hard, however. First and foremost, confidence takes time to develop. You can't work hard today and suddenly wake up confident tomorrow. True confidence often requires some of the previously mentioned attributes. For instance, you must be consistent in your efforts to outwork the competition. Suppose you're a boxer preparing for a bout in 6 weeks. You are not just competing against your opponent 6 weeks from now when you enter the ring. There is a competition taking place each day. A few of the daily events include the following. Who is going to work harder today? Who will make better decisions when they leave the gym? Who will eat better? Who will sleep better? Who will spend more time studying video of his opponent? I could go on and on with examples. The point is simple. Each day is a competition, and confidence slowly develops when you regularly win these daily challenges. It is not enough to work hard on occasion. The mind is not easily fooled. You can't trick yourself into being confident. Real confidence requires an investment in time where you continually outwork the competition. Beyond hard work. As much as I promote hard work, it will take even more than that to develop lasting confidence. True confidence comes from hard work and experience. For example, Bernard Hopkins was already a world champion when he shared those words you heard. That level of confidence is not developed through hard work alone. Hard work is an important piece of the puzzle, but experience is as well. Unfortunately, there is no easy way to acquire experience. It needs to be earned one event at a time. Therefore, it goes without saying that many young athletes have yet to develop true confidence. And there's nothing wrong with that. It is to be expected. Speaking as a boxing coach, I couldn't tell you how many young fighters I have seen who had to rush to the bathroom shortly before entering the ring. I've even seen young professionals who are battling the same anxiety in the dressing room. These are often high-level athletes with considerable amateur experience, but what they lack is professional experience. As a result, they're battling uncertainty. Uncertainty can literally crush a young athlete's confidence. The best advice I can give to such athletes is to control every aspect that you can control. You may not have the experience, but that is no reason to let your opponent outwork you. Enter your event knowing that you did everything in your power to prepare. Don't leave any room for doubt. Lack of experience is no excuse to be outworked. And when you truly believe that you outworked your opponent, you'll be better at hiding the anxiety and fear that exists within. One concept that I always try to instill upon my athletes is to compete with a poker face. Don't show your hand before the event. Take comfort in your hard work. Constantly remind yourself that your opponent did not outwork you, and you'll be more likely to forget about any lack of experience or fear. In summary, there's nothing that you can do today to develop true confidence tomorrow. It takes time. Don't wait until it is too late. Start taking the necessary steps as soon as possible. Every day counts. It may seem like a long journey, but there's no better feeling than looking into your opponent's eyes and knowing that you outworked him. Conversely, there's no worse feeling than to be on the other end of that stare down. It is up to the individual to pick a side. Just remember that your choice must be made many weeks in advance. If you can't decide, expect someone else to decide for you. Quote, "Man often becomes what he believes himself to be. If I keep on saying to myself that I cannot do a certain thing, it is possible that I may end by really becoming incapable of doing it. On the contrary, if I have the belief that I can do it, I shall surely acquire the capacity to do it, even if I may not have it at the beginning." Mahatma Gandhi. You just listened to the post titled "The Key to Confidence" by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Like so many other things we discuss on this show, building confidence takes time. It comes back to consistency. But Ross was absolutely right. When it comes to building confidence, it's those little wins over time that help build it. Usually it's not just that one event that you succeeded at. It's small wins over time. That consistency is what really builds that confidence. And I love that Ross mentioned only focus on those things you can control. Everything else, you just have to push out of your mind. And one of the keys to like stress management, for example, is that very thing. Meaning, you can only control so many things in your life. So what you need to do is take control of those things and then let everything else go. So not only will taking control over those things you can control, of course, help boost confidence, but it can actually help relieve some stress. And one of the things I do with people who complain about high stress levels, for example, is I have them list, they actually have to write stuff down, I have them list those stressors that are on their minds at that very moment. It could be a list of 1, 2, 3 or more things. Then what they have to do is write down whether they can control any of those things they just listed. Their answers are often, yes, I have control over them, or no, I have absolutely no control, or they might say, I have some control. Either way, they have to write something next to each stressful event. Then, for those they identified they have some control over, they need to ask themselves, why haven't I exerted my control? Why haven't I taken control of this situation? For those where they say, no, I have no control over this, like maybe driving in traffic, you really don't have control over that. What they need to do is then get over it. They need to push it aside and say, okay, I'm not going to let this bother me as much anymore. And then for those where they say maybe, or I do have some control, they need to ask themselves again, well, why am I not taking control of part of that situation? If you're ever feeling overwhelmed, I highly recommend you try this. By gaining control over those events in your life, it will lead to so much being lifted off your shoulders. It's amazing. You can see the transformation happen. But again, in order to really decrease your stress management, be consistent over time. Really let those things go that bug you if you can't control them. And for those things you can control, take control and stick to it. Now, before I go, don't forget, we're doing another book raffle on early Wednesday morning. If you want to have a chance to win a book from us, come by oldpodcast.com and join our mailing list. That'll also get you some free spreadsheet tools from us and lots more. Again, that's all at oldpodcast.com. Thanks for doing that. Thank you for being here every day. Have a great rest of your Monday, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for a spooky Halloween where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.